Loving brothers and sisters, members of branch churches and local sanctuaries, all believers and viewers in the world who are attending this service through internet. Since the 10th session of this service, this series, I have been explaining the common elements, namely the basic environments of the heavenly kingdom. First, I told you about the sky and ground of the heavenly kingdom and about the river of the water of life, which is the river flowing in the heavenly kingdom. In this session, I will briefly tell you about the animals and plants of the heavenly kingdom. In the book Heaven, you must have read that we can talk to various plants and animals in heaven, but how is it possible? Do flowers and plants have mouths and they speak with them? Also, on this earth, many people raise their pet dogs or cats as if they were their own family members. So, can we have pets even in heaven? I'll tell you the answers to these questions in this session. Through this message, I pray in the name of the Lord that the kingdom of heaven will be realized as reality in your heart, so that though you are living in this world, your heart will be always filled with the hope of heaven. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through today's passage from Isaiah 11, 6 through 8, we can imagine what the animals in heaven will be like. And the wolf will dwell with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little boy will lead them. Also, the cow and the bear will graze. Their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. Please draw a picture while you are listening. The nursing child will play by the hole of the cobra, and the wind wild will put his hand on the viper's den. How peaceful a place this is! This is Isaiah's vision of the perfect peace that will be accomplished by the coming of the Messiah, the Christ. He wrote this down with the hope that there will be a world completely void of evil, where only love and goodness exist, where even the most violent and ferocious animals will become gentle, and there will be no acts of harm or injury. Of course, in heaven, there are no animals like poisonous snakes, but during the millennium kingdom that will take place on this earth, we can see things that are described in today's passage. Now, what kinds of animals are there in the heavenly kingdom? There are countless kinds of animals and fishes in heaven. There are many kinds that are not present on this earth too. On the other hand, there are also some kinds that are here on this earth but are non-existent in heaven. They are the animals that God considers abominable and unclean. In Leviticus chapter 11, we can see in detail what kinds of animals, birds, fish, and insects are deemed abominable in the sight of God. There are reasons for God considering each of these animals abominable. First of all, the abominable animals are the animals that have the images of the cherubim that have corrupted and stood against God. In Revelation 12:9, we can see the expression, the great dragon and his angels. They were the ones who stood with Lucifer when Lucifer rebelled against God. The dragon's angels here refers to some of the cherubim that belong to the dragon. Unlike angels who have the form of human beings, cherubim are spiritual beings that have the forms of animals. Before the conspiracy, The dragon was in a leader's position among cherubim. There are four dragons surrounding the throne of God. Their feather was in beautiful golden color. God explained to me how the dragons encircled his throne. And the dragon's angels, there were cherubim, were under the dragon's control. In other words, the dragon's angels were some of cherubim that looked like animals, whereas angels looked like human beings. These angels of the dragons were also cherubim that had beautiful forms, but once they rebelled against God and became corrupted, their forms also changed into that of ugly animals. And those animals that God declared to be detestable are the ones that look like these corrupted cherubim. Next, unclean animals are some of the animals that have bad elements when all animals were created from the dust of the ground. For example, some animals have crafty natures, some others violent natures. Also in Genesis, it describes serpents as crafty animals. So some have crafty natures and still others greedy natures. Some of the animals that the Bible mentioned are camels, rabbits, pigs, rats, weasels, and lizards. In heaven, there are no unclean or abominable animals. There are no such animals in heaven we are going to live in. There are so many lovely and beautiful animals, and so there is no reason for God to place unclean and abominable animals in heaven. Brothers and sisters, the animals in heaven are a little bigger than animals of this earth, so they will look more majestic. Mostly, they are of mild and obedient characters. Also, the fur of animals and feathers of birds give out wondrous lights. Their smell is mild and aromatic, unlike animals that don't smell good on this earth. Also, even lions, often called the king of animals, are not violent, but very gentle. They have golden and especially bright mane, so they have a far greater appearance. Fish also have fins and scales with beautiful colors, and there are some fish that change their colors from time to time. When these animals in heaven see God's children, they jump with gladness, especially in New Jerusalem, where people can have personal pet animals. Sometimes one can receive a whole zoo as a reward, and if you like any particular animal very much, you can have it in your house. Those animals in New Jerusalem that are raised in individual houses will listen to their owner very well. They will also read their owner's mind and try to please them completely. They also know how to receive love from their owner, and they please their owner, sometimes doing some amusing tricks too. There are puppies that are shy. Some puppies are so shy that they turn their heads away when people try to take a picture of them in a pet shop. Someone showed such a picture to me once. Then, is it that the animals in heaven have soul and they understand the mind of the owner and act according to it? It's not so. It's not that animals in heaven have souls to think and judge and move, but they only do their duty in the spiritual space. They do not talk like men either. Just as angels are made as spiritual beings to move according to God's command, the animals in heaven are also spiritual beings existing and moving according to their duty. Let me give you examples for a better understanding. Some animals on this earth automatically respond to a particular thing once they are trained that way. For example, some dogs are trained to smell the sugar level of their owners who have diabetes. When they smell that the sugar level of their owners goes down to a certain level, they let their owners know it. Sometimes diabetic patients may suddenly lose consciousness if their sugar level drops, and these dogs prevent this kind of situation from occurring. In this case, it's not that the dogs that are trained think, my owner's sugar level has gone down, I have to let him know and act accordingly. They are just acting as they have been trained. Likewise, it's not that animals in heaven move because they have soul, but they just respond according to their duty, being spiritual beings. Seeing dogs, I learned something. There are dogs which are very smart and not even though they are the same breed. They have instinct. Nobody taught them, but they have automatically from their, they act automatically from their instinct. There are some strong dogs, even among puppies. The strong dog bites and attacks the weakest dog. The other dogs attack it together. Then the weakest dog lies prone and lifts their legs. It's the sign of surrender. Then other dogs don't bite it. Brothers and sisters, from now, let me talk about plants in heavenly kingdom. In heaven also, just like on this earth, there are so many kinds of plants. There are not only the tree of life on the bank of the river of the water of life, but also countless other kinds of fruit trees and flower trees and plants. The plants have the roots, stem, and leaves. Some of them have flowers, and some others have fruits. Plants on this earth absorb water and nutrients through their roots, and they grow up, bloom the flower, and bear the fruit by doing the photosynthesis with their leaves. But the plants in heaven do not need any operation like that to live. They just live forever with the life given by God. So one may think the plants in heaven do not need any roots, but why did God still make roots for them? The roots of the plants in heaven are not there to absorb nutrients, but they are a way to show different traits of the plants. Of course, we can understand the different characteristics of each plant by looking at the scent of the flower or the shape of the fruit, but even the roots show the identity of each plant. Even on this earth, for some plants like ginseng, balloon flowers, arrowroots, radishes, carrots, and sweet potatoes, their roots are more useful, and we recognize their differences by looking at their roots. In the book Heaven, you can read that we will be able to communicate with the plants and various animals in heaven. But do flowers or trees have mouths, and will they talk to us with mouth? It's not so. The shapes of the flowers and trees in heaven have the same shape of those in this world. They do not have eyes, noses, mouths, or ears. How then can we communicate with plants in heaven? Each plant gives out its scent, or shakes or bends their stems of the trees to praise God and to express something. For example, when a person who is at a very high rank in heaven approaches them, they show some kind of movement that expresses they are receiving him with reverence and respect. in Songli Mountain in Chungbuk Province, there is a pine tree that received the title of the second rank government position in Joseon Dynasty. When the king Sejo was passing by that place, he was worried that his chariot may get caught by the tree branches. Then it is said that the pine tree lifted its branches by itself. So King Sejo was so impressed and gave the second rank position to this tree. I'm not sure whether this story is true or not, but there is a story like that. Likewise, the flowers and trees of the heavenly kingdom also do something to show their greeting. They can also praise God. Let me tell you how they praise God. When angels praise God, lifting their hands, the flowers also move to the rhythm and give out their scent, sometimes strongly or sometimes softly. When you see many flowers move to the right or left altogether or give out their scents, bending or straightening themselves, you can readily see that if flowers dance and sing, their movements will tell us. When God's glory is revealed in the heavenly kingdom, not only angels but also flowers will give out their scent to praise the name of God and give glory to Him. The plants in heaven live forever with the life given from God. So even with the passage of time, their leaves do not wither, nor do their flowers or fruits fall. If we take any of their fruits, other fruit will regenerate on that spot immediately, so the tree will always have the fruit. It's the same with flowers. If you take one flower, another flower will bloom on the same spot immediately. Also, even the flower that is plucked out will not wither, but it will remain as fresh as when it was first plucked out. The flowers on this earth will begin to wither as soon as it is disconnected from their roots, and soon their pretty shapes and colors change. But it's not so with flowers in heaven. According to the desire of the person, one can just keep them as long as he wants. If he wants to get rid of them, they will just dissolve into nothing and disappear completely. But because everything is run by perfect justice and love in heaven, you won't be either able or willing to take any of the flowers that do not belong to you. Therefore, in paradise where there are no personal belongings, the people cannot pluck a flower at all at will. They can only smell the scent or observe them. It is different from New Jerusalem or Third Kingdom. There are things given to you for your own possession in New Jerusalem and Third Kingdom, but not so in paradise. So you can have something at your own disposal. The same applies to the First and Second Kingdom as well. On the other hand, in New Jerusalem, the plants please the heart of their owners. As the owner wants, they can give out beautiful aroma or make beautiful panoramas. For example, when the owner approaches the flower may close the bud for a moment and then open it wide and give out the scent to welcome the owner. When a flower sees its master approaching, it gives out its fragrance. It's welcoming its master and giving out its fragrance. It receives the owner as if it were saying, "Master, welcome. I am so happy that you came to me." Also, if the owner wants to see a scene of petals being blown by the wind, the flowers can let their petals drift by themselves to please the heart of their owner. Why people like puppies, dogs? That's because they recognize their masters and they please their masters. They wag their tails when they see their masters. They do things like that. But pigs or other animals don't do that. So people keep dogs and puppies as pets. Of course, people don't like dogs that don't follow their masters. It's like what God says, I love those who love me and those who diligently seek me will find me. Even on this earth, when we see the cherry blossom petals drift on the wind, it looks like it's snowing and we usually feel it's very beautiful. But the flowers that have fallen to the ground soon change their color and the parts from which the flowers fell off also do not look beautiful. But in heaven, flowers are immediately regenerated on the parts from which the previous flowers fell off. And the colors and scents of even the fallen petals do not change. So if the owner wants to keep the fallen petals as they are, he can keep them as long as he wants. Just as jewels do not decay, but have their unique colors to have their own value, even the flowers that left the root does not change, but can keep their unique colors and shapes. And in heaven, there are some flowers that give up deeper aroma if they are ground into powder. Since their smell are all different and unique, if we grind them into powder and mix them, it will give out more unique aroma. So if the owner wants to collect all the petals and keep them in a bottle as powder, the petals will be stored in a bottle and can stay as powder forever. Likewise, in New Jerusalem, the owner of just one flower can do whatever he wants with it. Now, what kind of scent do the plants in heaven have? Plants and flowers on this earth have their unique scent, and even trees have their own scent. Pine trees have their unique scent, and junipers have their own scent. Likewise, not only the flowers, but also the trees in heavenly kingdom, they have their unique scent. But there is no plant that has bad smell. They have refreshing, sweet, elegant, and mild smell. They only have the scents that give us good feelings. Also, no matter how much scent they give out, the scent never runs out. And the concentration of the scent is also controlled automatically. As necessary, the scent goes out far, or at other times, it is only mild and soft. When the Lord was explaining to me these things, I could also smell the scent of the flowers of heaven. Just by smelling it once, my whole body was energized, and I could feel the fullness of the Spirit. When God explained about the fruit of the tree of life, God made me feel the taste of them. The taste was so wonderful that it's beyond description. But I compared the taste to the taste of mint. Why? In the 50s and 60s, there were many American soldiers in my hometown. When small children followed them, they gave some gums and stuff to kids. It was a mint-flavored chewing gum. We follow them because those soldiers gave such things to us. When we follow them and beg them, they gave such gums and chocolates to us. When I ate mint-flavored gums, I felt great. The smell and taste of mint was tickling inside my mouth. We didn't have such things those days. It was so delicious. If you eat it nowadays, you will say it doesn't taste good. But it was so good those days that I can still remember how I felt when I put it in my mouth. It was like that when God made me feel the taste of the fruit of the tree of life. It refreshes your whole body from head to toe. It was the same with the aroma of flowers. When God explained about those flowers to me, I could feel them and smell them. There are many flowers right here in this altar, but there is no smells coming from them. How wonderful would it be if all these flowers give out their own aroma? You'll fill your room with many, many flowers. So, just by smelling it once, my whole body was energized and I could feel the fullness of the Spirit. But the fact is that in each heavenly dwelling place, the scent and embedded meaning of plants are different. For example, in case of roses, the roses in paradise are just one of the many flowers. But if there are roses in a house in New Jerusalem, this is not just one of the many flowers, but in the scent of the rose will be embedded the heart of the owner. So when a guest visits this house, the rose will give out its scent to the guest, which is a way to express the heart of the owner. The rose is given to its master, so it's New Jerusalem or Third Kingdom. To animals and angels, God embeds the scent of their master so that they can understand the heart of their master and they minister their master. When a guest comes to their master, they serve the guest because they know their master wants them to serve the guest. They know the heart of their master because God embeds the same scent of their master's heart. So all the flowers and animals in New Jerusalem read and understand their master's heart, and they behave according to it. That's why they represent the heart of their master. Therefore, even the same kind of rose in paradise and in New Jerusalem have different meanings. Also, even the same kind of rose in New Jerusalem will have each one's unique scent according to the heart of their owners. The closer someone's mansion is to the throne of God, the more his heart resembles the heart of God and the Lord, and the more scent the flowers can give out. Also, not all the plants that are in New Jerusalem are present in the other dwelling places too. Going from New Jerusalem to paradise, the number of kinds of plants decreases, and even for the same kind of plant, people have less authority to make use of it. Also, the quality of the same kind of plants is different in different dwelling places. For example, there is the lawn and grass-covered plain in both paradise and New Jerusalem, and both provide comfort when you sit on them. But the colors of the lawns are different. Even on this earth, just ordinary lawns in a park and the lawn of the soccer field, which is very carefully taken care of with a lot of money, are very different in their quality. The lawn in a wealthy house will be beautifully taken care of, right? Also, the tree in a park where everybody can go and a tree in a royal palace will be different in quality, even though they are the same kind. In summation, all plants in heaven will be different in quality and scent, and the kinds of plants in each dwelling place will also be different. Beginning with the next session, I will explain to you about the clothes God's children will wear and food that God's children will eat. Let me conclude the message. Brothers and sisters in Christ, in this session, I briefly told you about the animals and plants of the heavenly kingdom. After all animals and plants and every other thing in the kingdom of heaven are prepared by God for His children. And the true children of God who did not live as they wanted on this earth, but only according to the will of God, will be able to do anything as they want in the kingdom of heaven. The animals and plants will serve their masters and please their master's heart as they according to their desires. There is a person who prays and toils day and night for the kingdom of God. One day, she was passing by a certain place in a car, and she saw the cherry blossoms being blown by the wind. For a moment, she thought, "Such beautiful flowers bloom every spring, and I have not walked this road for so many years." It was not a confession of dissatisfaction or complaints, but she just realized how busy she was working for the kingdom of God. And sometime later, she saw her heavenly house with her spiritual eyes open, and she found out that God has made a beautiful promenade with cherry blossoms at her house. Likewise, our God the Father is full of love. You have something such as a game and a sport in the world, but you don't enjoy it because you are so busy being faithful in all houses. Then when you go to heaven, you will see that Father God has prepared everything for you. Since you didn't enjoy them because of the kingdom of God, God made everything for you to enjoy in heaven so that you can enjoy as much as you want in heaven. When God told me about my mansion in heaven, He told me about the huge bowling lanes and golf courses. When Father God explained to me about the location of my mansion and the things in it, He said, "Even though you love playing golf and bowling, you don't have time to enjoy them. But I made everything for you. When you come to heaven, you will enjoy them as much as you want. And you will invite your beloved ones to your house and enjoy good time with them." God told me like this. And Father God is such God of love. He remembers all things that you gave up and did not take on this earth for them. And He gives you back with things that cannot be compared with anything of this earth. Well, some people came to me to repent before me. They used to have faith, but they lost their first love and started to befriend the world. Then they came to fall asleep during the worship services. They stopped praying and they skipped Daniel prayer meetings. Some others were healed by the grace of God. They received blessing and they were recognized. But then they became arrogant, started to stay far from God and befriend the world. They got sick again, and then they realized why, so that they came to repent and got healed again. But they went back to the world again. Nobody knows what will happen to them when God ignores them completely. We know heaven where we will live forever. But why do you forget the grace of God? What will happen to you when you friend the world? You will become gradually far from New Jerusalem and from the second heaven, and you may end up in paradise or you may not be saved. When God gives you His grace, you should march on. That's why you have to cut off from the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the boastful pride of life. But why do you take them? When you love the world, the love of God is not in you. When you meet God and accept the Lord as your Savior, you have to cast off all the worldly things since you know the heart of God. But if you take them again, how foolish are you? I hope that you and I will go to heaven and live there happily forever and ever. Quite often, I think of heaven and look up to the sky. No matter where I am, how full of grace I become wherever I think of heaven, whenever I think of heaven, I feel so happy and become full. No matter how wonderful a thing in this world is, that's nothing when compared to the one in heaven. When I cast off those things in this world, I will get them in heaven. But if you don't get rid of the worldly things here, you will not get them in heaven. Nothing will be given to you. I hope you will fill yourself with this hope more and more with the true deeds of faith. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will be treated with the greatest honor, even by animals and plants in the eternal heavenly kingdom.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bones of wickedness and darkness, and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer, and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.